only have a few minutes. We have the privilege of celebrating a bris this morning. Mazel tov to Ari and Talia Corbett.
Mazel
to their little son, Amir Tzashem, momentarily. Help yourself to coffee and donuts in the meantime, but don't spoil your appetite for the Suda's mitzvah. We're on page Kuf Samachay, Shorim, Mitzvila, Pirkei Siyum, and we are up to Perikei, the fifth chapter, as Rav Pinkus winds down this most inspirational sefer, transforming our davening. Kvar Yevenu Kama Palma is Divrei Rambam. Rav Pinkus quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, HaKosev, Shebizman Shodom Choshev Al Shem Yisborach, Nimtzahu Az Ito Yisborach Bepoel. An incredible comment of the Rambam. I'll be just careful, walk around. An incredible comment of the Rambam that when a person... For everyone watching, that's our Mohel, Rabbi Billet. He's just doing his job. Don't blame him. But the Rambam says that the moment a person is thinking about Hashem, they transform themselves to literally be with Hashem. Amdam Yeshem B'divrei Rambam Hagashas Yeser B'inyan Zeh. But there's some a point which is even more profound. V'da, Shemasa Avodos Ha'ilu Kulam, that when one is doing a mitzvah, Kikriyas HaTorah, you're hearing the Torah be read, V'atfilah, you're participating in davening, V'asoshar HaMitzvos, you're hearing the Megillah, you're giving stuck, you're lighting candles, you're putting on tefillin, Ein Tachlis Kavanasam, Ela Lehis Lamed Ulis Asik, B'mitzvos Hashem Yisbarach, Ulipanos Me'iske HaOlam. The goal, the tachlis of the mitzvah, is to be able to extract you from this world, to extract you from the preoccupation of the physical world, and to elevate you at that moment, to suspend you in a world of ruchnis, in a world of spirituality. When you're doing a mitzvah bekavana, when you're not only physically active, but you are mentally and mindfully engaged in whatever you're doing, you're thinking about Hashem, you're connecting to, you're having an intimate rendezvous with Hashem, you're feeling His presence, His guiding hand, His love, you're drawing close to Him, you're tapping into the energy of that mitzvah, then the mitzvah has literally elevated you to transcend the trappings of this world. Mavur b'zachidush yoser, says Rav Pinkus from this Rambam, this comment in Mor Nevuchim, something incredible emerges. She'etzem ma'asham yishem yisparach nimtzay ma'adam b'sha'as ha'avoda, yesh b'zeh yoser tachlis me'asher skulos ha'noros shakol avoda u'mitzvah la'atzmam. That which you're doing a mitzvah accomplishes more than just the fact that you're engaged in a noble act. You do a mitzvah properly. You hear the Megillah, you take a lulav, you put on tefillin, you give tzedakah. You're doing an act where you transform the physical into spiritual, you elevate from the mundane to the sacred. But that's true in the world of action. That's true even if you're mindlessly doing it. So you put on tefillin moments ago, you don't even remember putting on the tefillin. But still, putting on the tefillin is a skula. Somehow, that habit, that routine, that act of taking an animal, leather, hide, and transforming it from the most base mundane to being something spiritual has an impact on you, even if you do it mindlessly, even if you're not paying attention. But when we pay attention, when we're thinking about Hashem, when we're thinking about the energy, the depth, the meaning in the mitzvah, then at that moment we are literally side by side, we are directly with Hashem. Kigoni matzus ha'adam v'mashem yisborach ha'yidei ha'kavonos ma'achshavos lo yisborach b'shas kiyum mitzvah shofar olulov. Yesh b'zeh yoser ma'alav v'tachos me'etzem ha'skulos v'ha'kochos sheyesh b'kiyum mitzvah shofar v'lulov. If you blow the shofar, you're yotzei shofar. You took a lulav, you're yotzei lulav. And the act is a meaningful act. You've used your capacity to act, to pursue and to achieve and to accomplish something spiritual. However, even more, amuvan bezeh lechora sheba avoda uskulosei yu eich sheyu ba'otzem es kedusha sam al koponim ha'adam nimtza ba'olam hazeh. So if you blow the shofar, take a lulav, hear the Megillah, and all that remains is a superficial act, you're not plugged in, you're not mindful, you're not paying attention, then you're still operating in the physical universe. Okay, you've elevated a physical act. It used to be a ram's horn, now it's a vehicle for a mitzvah. It used to be animal hide, now it's an instrument of spirituality. It used to be a palm branch, now it's a wand of the holy. You transformed something physical, but it's still physical. However, and with this we end, Ari, are we ready? We're ready. And with this we end. Our learning should be neschus of this young man and his brother. Should give you lots of nachas. But if you're thinking about Hashem while you're doing that, if you understand the depth and the deeper meaning of what you're doing, then it's not that you remain a physical being in a physical world, transforming the physical. You're no longer physical. That physical mitzvah becomes now the corridor to a world of spirituality. You're not in shul. You're not holding a palm branch. You're not listening to a horn. You're not lighting a candle. You're now next to God's throne, clinging to Him. The tachlis of avoda is to cling, to connect, to walk away transformed, different than the way we walked in. So every mitzvah opportunity, says Rav Pinkus, can remain a physical act, and if it does, it's still something which is enormously special. But if we do it mindfully, if we do it with concentration, if we're doing it to cling to Hashem, then it's not only not just a physical act. We've gone through a time machine. We've gone through some capsule that elevates us so that temporarily we weren't part of this world. Temporarily, we were in the heaven next to the Kisei HaKavod. It's an amazing escape. It's not an escape like drugs or alcohol that numb you from the world, an unhealthy escape. It's the healthiest escape there is to the world of truth. We live in the matrix. We live in the world of illusion. And yes, even within the world of illusion, when you do a mitzvah, you can transform the physical. But it's still the world of illusion. It's still in the matrix. When you do a mitzvah b'kavana, when we're mindful, when we're connecting to Hashem, then we elevate, transcend the matrix, and we go into, even if it's only temporarily, to a world of truth. Mazel tov again to the Korbitz. Mirz Hashem will pick it up next week.
Got it.